This week's show is brought to you by finding out the hard way what being a cuckold is. And I guess that's why they call it the news. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Things That Are News, the show where a couple guys hang out, drink some beers, and talk about all the things that happened in the world this week. We got a guest this week, don't we, Bailey?
Yeah, we do. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Friend of the show, returning guest Sam Fabian's with us.
I'm back.
Thanks for being with us, Sam. We're going to talk about some stuff. It's our Halloween episode.
Yeah, it's Halloween episode. We're preemptively talking about Halloween. I'm super excited.
Are you excited, Sam?
Of course I'm excited. Halloween is my favorite holiday.
And that's why you're on the show, Sam.
Yeah. This is Sam special.
Sam special.
Sam special Halloween.
Sam likes veganism and Halloween. So that's your episodes. That's all you got. Find a new passion or you're not coming back.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next time we need makeup advice.
Okay, we're good.
There you go. Man makeup. Eyeliner, yes or no?
Sometimes it works.
What if I was in 30 Seconds to Mars? Could I wear man makeup?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
What if you're Billy Joel Armstrong or the fuck the lead singer of Green Day's name?
It works.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
And he's coming out with the eyeliner with Kat Von D. It's vegan. It's cruelty-free.
You just fucking ticked all the boxes. Can you wear that at Halloween?
Yeah, you can.
All the boxes
Actually,
are ticked.
Actually, it won't be out in time.
Oh, yeah, next year.
Because the ad was him just putting on eyeliner, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. I heard about that shit on the radio. I was dying.
Well, he wasn't putting it on. Her artists, they were putting it on. They did, a photo shoot together. Which I didn't understand. They were, handcuffed to each other. I don't know how that means you're a basket case, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy.
He's wacky. Yeah. He's the lead singer of Green Day.
He is wacky. I went to their concert and he's fucking nuts.
Is he nuts? Does he look like he's 80 years old?
No.
How old is he? You would know.
I don't know, but he's like 45, I think.
He looks like
40, like early 40s.
Well, in fucking, when did Dookie come out? Like 91?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would have been 20-ish?
Sure.
Something about that.
Play the math on that. So he's probably like 45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not. Just younger than Snoop Dogg.
Is that the fucking bar we measure everything against?
Yeah, if you're older than Snoop Dogg, you can't be an artist anymore.
That's fair. Okay. But now Snoop Dogg just has a baking show with Martha Stewart.
That is so deep.
Did you see the ad where they fucking made the thing from Ghost, but it was they're icing a cake?
And he was
You know the scene in Ghost?
Yeah.
Where they're making
the pottery?
Yeah.
The pottery wheel,
He's icing the cake and she comes behind him and helps him ice the cake.
Oh no.
I've never laughed while being a wreck so hard in my life.
Did you see the episode where Rick Ross was trying to hit on Martha Stewart?
I've never actually watched the show.
Rick Ross was trying to hit on her with using the fact that she's been to jail.
Oh god.
He's like, you know, I like a woman who's hard, who's had life experience.
Jesus, Rick Ross.
And he did. He was standing beside her and touching her arms and shit. Ew. And Snoop Dogg was like, yo, tone it down.
Tone it down.
Yeah, take it down. This is my friend.
We're a cooking show. Fuck. Okay, my turn?
Sure. What's happening in the world this week, Bailey?
Alright, so, in starting news, I don't have the chemical details, obviously, but they have created a magic pill to help you stop drinking.
Okay.
Is it crack?
I don't know.
Because if it's crack, that'd probably work.
Because that's everything I read.
Okay, but then how...
They won't tell you the drugs that are in it.
I was going to say, if they have this magic pill, why won't they tell you what's in it?
That's what creeps me out even more. What if they're giving you alcohol pills to make you stop drinking alcohol?
But how would that work?
Because yeah, that's a dumb logic.
I mean, technically it would make you stop actively drinking because you would already feel a buzz, I guess. Or it would be in your system where you wouldn't want to drink. I don't know.
But once you start drinking, I mean, at least for
me,
nicotine, once I start drinking.
The patch,
it's...
you don't feel the need to smoke, but it's slowly putting nicotine in your blood where you're fine without it.
Yeah.
So people when they drink, maybe it'll slowly put alcohol in your bloodstream and you won't need it.
She makes a good point, Bailey.
You won't need to drink.
She makes a good point.
I don't know.
Feel the need to drink.
Yeah.
Because that's what, the nicotine, that's what the patch
does. That's exactly what nicotine
does. And that's what, the gum does, too.
So it just slowly leaks.
It just, slowly puts in, you're not really thinking about it, but you don't feel like you need it, so it helps you quit.
You know I got addicted to nicotine gum at one point?
Oh, Jesus.
We had, when I was in university, there was, a health service fair. And they're do you smoke? And I'm like, oh boy, do I. And they're like, you should have some nicotine gum. And I'm like, can I take as much as I want? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, you know when you get free gum? It's two pieces.
Yeah.
So I took hundreds of pieces of nicotine gum. And I would just sit there. Because when you smoke, like, I don't smoke that much, but because, like, you have to go outside, like, yeah. It's a whole thing. I would just sit there playing video games, pocket popping a new piece of nicotine gum. And I'm like, oh, I was fucking God. Hooked on nicotine gum.
And we had no idea ran was out, this serious. We thought he was just chewing gum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was fucked.
And then when he stopped, he's like, I need it.
Yeah, but it's like, you know how expensive nicotine gum is?
No.
It's like, a pack of gum is like 50 bucks.
Oh, 50 yeah. bucks. That's a lot.
Yeah. For a fucking pack of gum.
A lot of drugs in that shit. Right. God damn. Okay, next story.
Sure.
So.
Smooth trend. Yeah.
Thank you.
Smooth.
Thank you.
Next story.
I just yell when I'm
Bailey hasn't quite that. Mastered the segue yet.
I'm trying, but.
Are you?
So. Conservatives are mad because, so Remembrance Day is coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, they've limited each fucking person, House of Parliament representative, to 2 Remembrance Day wreaths each.
Okay.
Conservatives are pissed that they don't get an unlimited amount. And if you want more than 2, you have to pay Veteran Affairs to buy another one. Now, I think that's some bullshit. Because that's basically people saying, oh, yeah, the government should spend some more money rather than, like, have the politicians who are paid by our federal government to, like, buy more wreaths.
How many wreaths were they getting?
Oh, some of the cabinets, like, the conservative people were getting, like, 30 wreaths at a time. Because the Remembrance Day ceremony can be as long as you want. Like, as long as the amount of wreaths limits how long the Remembrance Day ceremony is. So that was their reasoning for cutting it down to 2. Because some people would show up with, like, fucking 30, and then all of a sudden everyone's just got to stand there as you put down 30 wreaths in remembrance of soldiers.
I was
going to
say, what's the big freaking deal?
Because you're remembering the people who gave their lives to fight.
No, I mean, like, the amount. Like, what's the point? Like, what's the deal of having 2 or, like, having unlimited? What's the big deal?
They're just trying to steal some spotlight.
Yeah,
because...
Like, give me 800 wreaths, I'll stand there for an hour and a half and slowly put each one down.
Yeah. And to me, if you actually care about the soldiers, you should be more than willing to pay Veteran Affairs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fucking more money.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to the vets.
How much is it, though?
It's 120, I think it
was. That's a lot for a wreath.
Yeah, they're made out of real trees and shit. It's like a real wreath.
You can make a wreath for like $5.
You go to the Hyde Park, tie up some pine branches.
Yeah, you're good to go. Buy a ball of twine.
Or you can go
and...
to the Dollarama and
get... that's not like... real, though.
Yeah.
That's not genuine.
You can still make one.
You could.
Yeah, you could get the
you
fake
one
and then wrap some real trees around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, glue some pine leaves to the outside of it.
Or, like my mom does, we have a fake Christmas tree and she buys like...
The little hanging
pine
things?
Pine scented like sticks or like needles.
Yeah.
And like she just like pokes it into the tree so it smells like a real tree but there's no mess.
When I worked at Home Depot, we sold those and people were like mind blown.
Yeah. My mom was like, oh, we don't have to like clean up all the needles on the floor but we still got a nice smelling tree. I'm like, okay.
I don't like the smell of pine trees.
Neither do I.
I've never had a real Christmas tree.
I've never had a real one either.
That's why I have no idea. Neither do I. I would
but,
not.
Like, I've seen one in person. I've been to a friend's house who had a real one, and, like, it's quite enormous to have, like, in your house.
Yeah. My parents did it, like, 1 year when I was a kid and regretted it. They, like, sold their artificial They, like, threw out their artificial tree. It's like, oh, we'll get a real tree. Had it for 1 year and then bought an artificial tree again. It's a mess. You clean up fucking pine needles for like 6 months.
Yeah. I tried to convince my parents to get a real one just so we could see what it's like, but then at the time we had just gotten our dogs, so they were puppies, and my dad was like, no, like they're going to eat it.
Like, forget about the hippie shit of like the not killing a fucking tree in your house. I just don't get why I'm going to buy a tree to take it inside
and
have it
die
in my house.
That makes sense.
So I never got that as a kid.
It's kind of a waste of a tree.
Agenda.
That's exactly.
Got him good.
Stop killing trees.
I mean, it's kind of a waste of trees. But then they only grow those trees to be sold as Christmas trees.
Okay, so you think that's weird. What about animals?
I take care of my cats.
No, I'm saying,
like... Bailey, what else is happening in the world? I thought we're talking about Halloween this week, Sam.
Well, they look so stressed, I don't want to talk about this at all.
I'm going to drink some scotch.
I do have a Halloween story.
Okay. Fucking breathed in scotch.
Okay.
I gave him a heads up. But, so, this costume company in London, London, England, they're selling an Anne Frank costume.
No.
Everyone got mad cheesed at them.
No.
To be fair, the caption was super inspirational. Like, the caption was, be the woman who stood against Nazis and fascism and inspire your children. Because it was a child costume, too.
Oh, God. Oh, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, it was
that's
a child
even
worse. And costume.
That's bad. That's bad. You know, no, no.
But so,
like, they don't do, like, why do they that? Do they sell Hitler costumes? Like, for real?
No,
like,
just
no.
Anne Frank costumes.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, you wouldn't. Okay, well, Hitler's obviously not the same as Anne Frank.
Oh, that's
like,
what I'll be for Halloween
so
this year.
It was just, like, a raggedy pea coat and a green beret.
No, that's so bad. That's yeah. so bad, yeah.
I wonder who comes up with these ideas. Like, he must have worked at the costume company and pitched, like, hey, man, this year, Anne Frank. Anne Frank's going to be
in. She's the one. She's it.
People totally read
the
that
costume
book
of the year.
Fucking, it's insane to me.
No, that's bad. No.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Next one, super futuristic. We're going the opposite direction. Anne Frank. Google is going to build its first city center in Toronto.
What do you mean by a city center?
Yeah.
They're trialing this new system where they build Google cities. So
what?
It's,
what?
Yes.
What?
So they're going to buy, they have a patch of
they're
land.
They're buying like a couple blocks?
They're
like...
buying a couple blocks on the waterfront, and it's going to be a completely technologically sustainable and independent neighborhood from the whole city's infrastructure and power grid. So it'll be completely sustainable and eco-friendly and
so
run on
its
own
grid?
Systems. Off the grid, but like a completely like new wave. Everything's like technologically run.
So it's going to be like solar and like rainwater
yeah.
and shit?
Yeah. And geothermal and all that fun stuff.
I doubt there's geothermal.
Yeah, yeah, they could geothermal from the lake. Opposite.
Do you know geothermal works?
Yeah, you get the heat from the ground.
You have to drill down miles.
Yeah.
You think Google is...
Yeah. If Google's building a city, you don't think they're going to drill down miles?
And build a power plant.
You don't have to build a power plant.
Yes, you do.
You just gotta suck the lava out of the ground.
Do you know how power plants work?
I thought you drill down, and because it's warmer down, you shoot the water down and it heats the water up. That's what I thought it legitimately was.
You know how a nuclear power plant works?
Yeah.
How's a nuclear power plant work?
Then what's,
you're fucking lying.
Then what's... I'm not even going into nuclear power with you. I do have a concept of it, but we're not arguing about
basically,
nuclear power.
To be semantics, a geothermal plant needs to be at least as big as a nuclear power plant.
I thought, but then what about the people with cottages that have, like, geothermal heat?
No, that's not a thing.
It is a fucking thing.
There's no way that's a fucking thing.
It is a thing. We're going to Google it on the break.
We'll,
I'm not arguing
we'll
about
Google
this.
It.
Nonetheless,
Sam, how do you
Google
feel
City.
About a geothermal power plant?
Fuck off. Google City, would you live in it? And do you think it's going to be a bunch of hipsters, or do you think it's... Like, who the fuck's going to...
I feel like rich people are going to live there.
I'd live there.
It sounds like a very expensive place to live.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in, like, 2020 or something that it starts to accept residences. Residencies,
yeah.
I guess would
residents.
Be the term.
I think only rich people who are, like, environmentalists, or not even that, just, like, rich people.
What if Elon Musk moves to Toronto? God damn it, that I've mentioned Elon Musk, like, five podcasts in a row now. I think I'm in love with him.
Oh my God.
We got a tally going of every time Bailey mentions Elon Musk.
Take a shot every time he does it.
I'd be fucked. The dude loves Elon Musk.
Elon, he's my God. I want to be Elon Musk.
I don't know who that
don't
is.
Don't we all?
You don't know? What? Like the dude who made Teslas. Like the car?
Yeah, because I'm super into cars.
The electric car. It's the only fucking electric car out there right
again,
now.
Again, because I'm super into cars. I know who made
the
Tesla.
The dude who privately flies rockets to space without the goddamn American government.
Next topic.
Fine. We're getting out of this.
Next topic, Bailey.
R.I.P. Mr. Leahy. Does anyone give a fuck?
Fuck Mr. Leahy.
I like the Trailer Park Boys. Mr. Leahy was one of the best actors on it. Sam hasn't seen it. So, Mr. Leahy... He was the trailer park supervisor, and he was always trying to catch the trailer park boys.
When they're up to no good.
But okay.
He was an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
So the whole time, he's just drinking bottles of bourbon and scotch and just hammered. So he was like this incredible actor because he was just acting completely drunk the whole time. And he was also closeted gay, and it's been a running joke the whole time that he's just super gay, but he always tries to pretend he's not,
mm-hmm.
even though no one cares. What do you, care about Mr. Leahy?
So I'm not, like, the biggest, like, I like Trailer Park Boys, but people act like it's, like, the Canadian, like, fucking comedy of our lifetime. It's okay at best.
Yeah, but what Canadian comedy is better than that?
Ah, that's a good fucking point. Nothing, no Canadian comedies are good.
Exactly.
What else is out there? I like that cartoon one, Chili Beach. I like Chili Beach a lot.
That was lame. No one knows
that except
for you.
I fucking love Chili Beach. I had like one season.
Letterkenny's pretty funny.
Actually, no. Yeah,
Letterkenny is a good.
Letterkenny's way better.
I'll give you Letterkenny.
I fucking love Letterkenny. Really, really funny. They have a special coming up for Halloween.
It just came out today. Actually, I was going to watch it tonight. I was going to watch it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like it. The
Haunting
of Modine's too.
I don't like Letterkenny, but I support. I support that.
Why you don't like? Because it's all like hockey talk.
It's too much hockey talk.
That's why it's funny.
But that's why I don't get it. It's just
but the hockey talk's only one part of it.
It turns me off. It turns me off. Not down. I'm okay with it. I think it's awesome. I support it. I just don't feel
like
it funny.
Like defensive because you don't like it. It's fine. Hey.
No, because if I don't like something, people go, "Oh, so you think it sucks?" It's like, no, I don't think it sucks. I just don't like it.
Have you watched it?
I watched like the first two episodes.
You have to make it through. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of like running jokes and stuff.
Yeah, I could say the same about Trailer Park Boys. And how many episodes did you watch?
Dozens. I've probably seen every episode.
No, there's like fucking far too many seasons now. Especially after Netflix.
I haven't watched all like the new stuff.
The new stuff?
I haven't seen any of the new
stuff. It's a whole season where Snoop Dogg moves into the park.
Oh, no!
Fantastic. Fine, whatever. And then, final piece of news. R.I.P. Gord Downie, Mr. Tragically Hip lead singer, died of brain cancer. Let's pay our respects first.
Yeah, like, all right, so moment of silence. All right, can I tell my story?
Yeah, go tell your story.
So I always listen to podcasts on the way to work, right?
Yeah.
Every day, what I do, I listen to podcasts on the way to work. Forgot to charge my phone one day, and so I'm fucking driving to work. I'm like, all right, I'll listen to the radio. It's the day Gord Downie died, and I listened to Tragically Hip for an hour straight, because it's all that was on every fucking radio station, and now I hate the Tragically Hip.
I was going to say, you sound really upset about it.
It's, okay, I'll listen to it, if it's like a song comes on, I'm like, oh, the heart, I'm all right, Ian. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll fucking, you can throw that out there, it's okay. But they're just like, every fucking radio station was sucking that dude's dick after he died. And I'm like, yeah, he was good. Like, I like Gord Downie. He's fine.
You know how obsessed Canadians are with other Canadian artists.
See, way too obsessed.
Like, that's the whole point why they played, like,
I had the same problem with Leonard Cohen. When Leonard Cohen died, and it was just the radio all fucking day, I was like, okay, I like him, but
like Canadians
give me
have
some
like
variety.
Real big Canadian pride.
But they even did the same thing when fucking Chester Bennington died. And I'm like, you're just like ruining
did
like
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, I listened to The Edge.
I was going to say it must have been The fucking Edge.
That's all I fucking have on.
No,
but like
even on Indie 88 they played that shit.
It's just
that's
like,
what I listen to now. I got tired of The Edge, so I switched over.
Yeah, I got tired of The Edge.
They just blow and it's like they'll play songs, then they're like, "Oh, we'll have call-ins from people and they'll tell 5-minute stories of their favorite fucking Tragically Hip moment." I'm like, oh,
yeah, I was in the car with my dad. I think we're like driving home from downtown and then so many people were calling. I'm like, oh yeah, I saw the Tragically Hip like a month ago or like years ago. Like, oh, they were so great. Like, no one cares that you saw them like a month ago.
Yeah.
So, what makes him? Is it because we're millennials that we just don't get it, or what?
I think it's a generational thing.
I was trying to figure it out. Like, I obviously didn't do any research, but like, it didn't seem like he was like a Canadian humanitarian, or he didn't do like, did he do a lot of like
no,
work?
No, because in their songs they talked about Algonquin Park and like fucking. Lakes
I mean,
and
so
shit.
He just talked about.
They just talked about
Canada.
No, the biggest. They were like big proponents of like not trying to. Every time there's a big Canadian artist, they try and get out of Canada.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we'll try and go worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so they were like, no, we're just going to stay in Canada. We don't really care about
they were
going
Canada's
worldwide.
Band.
Okay.
So they're like, they went out east to the Maritimes and did like whole tours in like small bars, like just in small towns.
I mean, that's cool. Whatever.
And like, so it's, they were Canada's band.
Yeah.
So like, that's why everyone loved them.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was like, this, though? Just for context, I'm curious.
That was their career.
Was it like, oh, they always just played?
They were always just, they were Canada's band.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, there would be, like, stories
they
like, yeah.
They play in, like small towns everywhere.
Yeah, they'll just be like, oh, like, they're having a show this week in fucking buttfuck nowhere, Nova Scotia. Like,
yeah.
Somewhere where, like, no big band would ever play. So, like, people who live there would be like, oh, we never get to see good shows, and then fucking, they're Tragically Hip's here.
See,
that's
context I was trying to get from my 40-year-old coworkers,
that's
but no one
loved.
Was giving me that answer. Everyone was just like, yeah, they sang about Canada a lot, and they were Canadian, and they didn't get U.S. citizenships after, like, they stayed in Canada. I was like, the fuck, are we supposed to celebrate Drake in the same sense then? Like,
no, because that's the best example. Like, Drake was like, he was in Canada, and he's like, all right, now he fucked right off.
Yeah.
He's still like, oh, I'm so Toronto, but like...
He still mentions us once in a while, but like, he's all in like Miami and LA.
He's got a house in Calabasas, and is like the Kentucky fucking basketball team guy now.
He doesn't give a fuck, so like... But the Tragically Hip was like they were so, I think they're all from Kingston, I think.
Yeah.
And then, so they're just like, we're all about Canada. So they fucking, all. I don't even know if they toured the States.
They had
I could be wrong, but.
No, they did.
No, I thought their last concert was like just one in Kingston. Like that was it. That was their final one.
Well, they had their final show that was in Kingston, which was also fucked because they like, they broadcast it live on TV and a third of Canada watched it. Yeah.
So that's like, what, 12 million
At
people?
At least 14 people.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I don't know. I guess it's the age difference, though, just because we didn't see that part of them staying.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with them. That's the thing. When we grew up, they were already, like, has-beens. And then they only...
Were they?
They made, like, a resurgence because he got sick. Like, right... He's been in, like... They've all been in the news because he, like, got this...
Yeah, but didn't he... Wasn't he, like, recently diagnosed, like, maybe, like, a year or two ago?
Cancer was, like, a year or two ago.
Yeah, it was, like, 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were but hip like, in the early 2000s again. I'm not trying to make a pun there.
No, they only... got big in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, and then they made...
That's what I was going to say. Like, were they big in the 90s? Were they not? I assume they were.
They started in the early 80s.
Yeah, they were...
Oh.
They started to become a thing in the early 80s.
Okay.
I think they started in the late 70s. Jesus. And then, like, through the 80s, they were, like, the band. And then, like, it pooled over into the 90s, and then they kind of just, like, kind of trickled off.
Pause. I'm getting the cat so he doesn't fuck
cat,
up any
cables. Cat, come on over here.
I really wanted her to, like, just, like, press on random buttons.
I was really thinking that was going to happen. For context podcast, I got a new cat, and it's not trained well, and it just kind of walks all willy-nilly.
It was all over the audio equipment.
Okay.
Deborah, it's okay. Come, okay. Come to Papa. I got you.
You got this Deborah situation solved.
I got Deborah. It's decided. The cat's name is Deborah.
I liked pancakes, though.
I think Deborah's pretty good. I can do my Ray Romano impression.
Debbie.
Deborah. Okay, so then I do... Now that you've...
I put some context.
Yeah,
you of all people gave me the context.
For the record, before anyone gets mad, that's what I think it is.
Okay. Oh my God.
Because then,
like,
other...
I'm not like, I didn't just pull this out of my ass. This is like what's been in, like, this is what I'm pretty sure it is. Okay. But I could be wrong.
Because then otherwise, I don't get it.
I get it now that you explain that they were like, they're Canada's band.
They're Canada's, that's all you gotta say. And, like, they're Canada's band.
I appreciate it when artists come and, like, they play in Toronto, or, like, when artists don't play in Toronto, they play in, like, Quebec or, like, Ottawa. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know for a fact they always played small shows in, like, small towns.
That makes... I mean, that's great. That's great.
That's huge to me.
Yeah.
They're not just, like, selling out the Air Canada Center and, like...
Okay.
They're just like, yeah, we're, like,
when
playing...
When they played their last show in Kingston, I was really mad. I'm like, what the fuck? Toronto's, like, the biggest city in Ontario. Why don't you just play here?
Yeah, that's where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I know that's where they're from, but, like, it just made more sense to, like, have it in, like, a bigger setting.
Yeah.
So you could have more people, and, like, Toronto is a little more accessible than, like, Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah. But they did that, and all their tickets got scalped.
What?
All their tickets got scalped. Because they were, the when the Tragically Hip, when he got sick, right? And they did that final tour. That was when, like, people 40-plus figured out that there's bots on the internet that buy all the tickets when they go on sale.
Yeah.
That was the first time that they found it out, so it was this huge deal
because they played
in Toronto and the bots bought all the tickets.
Tickets, like, sold out in like 10 minutes.
Yo, this has been happening with my genre of music for the past 5 years. Like, shit. Welcome to modern worlds, but nonetheless,
because there's a whole generation of people who don't go to concerts who are, like, trying to get concert tickets.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden found out that you have to go to fucking eBay to buy them sometimes when Ticketmaster don't have them.
But now they have this thing. There's like a fan thing where you have to, like, sign up and, like, they, like, with your email,
and they
send you a code, so you have to use that code to buy tickets.
But then there's, like, some where there's, like, yeah, we're trying to sell it, we don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
They just, like, give all the tickets to Ticketmaster, and they're like, yeah, just, as long as we make our money.
Yeah.
Give it a go. So we feel like we're settled on Gord Downie here.
Yeah, RIP dude.
RIP dude. Respect. Do we give him respect as the ultimate Canadian?
Well,
who is the most Canadian artist?
I mean, let's be honest. I was more upset when Stompin' Tom died.
I was going to say, is Stompin' Tom the most Canadian artist?
You don't know Stompin' Tom, Sam?
No, I don't.
He's the guy who made the Hockey Night in Canada song.
Oh, the good old hockey game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the best game you can name. Yeah, and the best game.
I don't think he's the ultimate Canadian just because he came with that song.
And I think
he has a whole bunch of other songs.
He also wrote the Hockey Night in Canada song, I thought. whatever. Did I just repeat myself?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I thought he, but he made a jingle for something. He made a famous jingle.
Sure.
Okay, whatever. Let's skip it.
It's not that everyone's favorite segment, though. All right, it's Jeff's Movie Minute time, everyone's favorite part of the show, where Jeff talks about all the movies he can possibly talk about in a minute or maybe 15 minutes. We'll see what we can do. It's time for Jeff's Movie Minute! First news. You know who Kevin Feige is, Sam?
No.
Kevin Feige says it's more than possible that they're going to make a female Thor movie.
Ooh.
Fun facts for everyone who doesn't know. In the comics right now, Thor is a lady.
Yeah.
You know, have you, did you see the first Thor movie, Sam?
Yeah.
You know his girlfriend in that?
Yeah.
In the comics now, she's Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, that's who Thor is?
Yeah.
And so people are like, oh, you're going to make a female Thor movie?
So, like, you think the actress who played his girlfriend, she's going to be the new Thor?
Doubtful. Natalie Portman? Doubtful.
Definitely not. Natalie Portman will not reprise her role as Thor's girlfriend.
Also,
I hate things that don't, like, continue on.
They're like
the same actress.
All doing like Natalie Portman, I think, didn't want to be a part of it anymore. That's why she's not in it anymore. Right? Fuck you, Natalie Portman.
She's too busy making Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was she even in the last one?
I'm pretty sure.
Would you watch a female Thor movie? I think that'd be pretty good.
Of course I would. I watched Wonder Woman and it was insane.
I love Wonder Woman.
I understand why guys love like superhero movies now.
Do you know?
Yo.
There's sure another female movie coming out. Have you heard about Captain Marvel?
Yes.
So it's like Marvel's making like a late, and I'm pretty excited. You know Brie Larson is?
Yes.
She's Captain Marvel.
Oh my god! Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson's in it, and he doesn't have the eye patch. It's a prequel before he loses an eye.
Oh shit, okay.
Pretty excited about that.
I think I might just drool literally the whole time.
I'm pretty excited about it. I like Captain Marvel a lot.
You watch, what is it, Glow?
Glow.
Yeah, I did. He did. Put me on to it. I got to give Jeff credit for that.
Glow's great.
I passed
Season
it
two
over.
Is coming out pretty soon, I think.
They're good. They're good. They're just
the cats are just fighting.
They're making buds.
I'm just very. It's just funny because I don't have cats, so all these sounds are interesting to me. It sounds like babies.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that cry is a baby cry. That's not like a normal cat
sounds
sound.
Like a baby.
When cats are pissed, it sounds like a disturbed child. It's kind of fucking freaky sometimes. Glow was fantastic, though, and I'm super stoked. Do you think they're going to make a She-Hulk ever?
No, they're never making She-Hulk.
I feel like they should make She-Hulk.
Do you know about She-Hulk?
No.
She-Hulk is my favorite fucking comic book character.
But also, if they won't give, what's that guy's name? The guy who plays the Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, if they won't give him, like, a
solo movie?
Yeah, if they won't give him
There's
a solo
a whole
movie.
Thing with that. Marvel doesn't own the rights to a Hulk solo movie.
Oh, okay.
Universal... Yeah. Owns half the rights, so they can't just make a Hulk solo movie.
Okay.
That's why the next Thor movie is, like, the Hulk's also in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do a lot more Hulk stuff
because
they can't do a Hulk solo movie.
Yeah.
So
but
like,
She-Hulk...
Okay.
Let me tell you about She-Hulk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So She-Hulk's badass. Though.
She-Hulk is like Hulk's She-Hulk. Cousin.
Okay.
Who she was, like, real sick and had to get a blood transfusion from the Hulk. So she got, like, the Hulk in her.
Yeah.
But she's always the Hulk.
All the time.
But she's a lawyer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So she's as strong as the Hulk,
but she's
still
like
smart.
Just a normal person.
Like, oh, okay. I'm thinking like she's green, she's huge, and like she's wearing like a suit.
She's green, huge, wearing a pantsuit, huge, jacked, but she's like the smartest
like,
person.
Is she like normal human size or is she Hulk size? Like,
I don't think medium. She's as tall. She's not tall, but she's like jacked as the most jacked female bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So she's like
okay.
super jacked. But she's like wearing a pantsuit.
And she's green. And she's wearing pantsuit.
And she's green.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's just a general badass.
Yeah. Okay.
But
that's
she's
cool.
like a lawyer by
it.
Day.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
That's like good feminist.
That'd be a great movie.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
They should make that.
That's why I brought it up. if they make female Thor, they better make She-Hulk. That's my opinion.
Speaking of the Captain Marvel movie.
Sorry.
No, taking notes. Segues. So X-Men Dark Phoenix. They're making the next X-Men movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if this means nothing to you, Sam, but it's supposed to feature the Skrulls.
Mm.
Basically, the Skrulls are like an alien race that are like shapeshifters. In like comic books, what happens is like they had like the Secret Wars. So like they have these aliens that come in, and they like steal Captain America, and then they pretend to be Captain America.
Okay, yeah.
And then they steal Iron Man until like everyone is aliens.
Okay.
So like apparently
kind of reminds me of the episode of Rick and Morty. But continue.
But it's like they're undercover as those people. And sometimes even the aliens don't know they're aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the alien thinks he's Captain America.
Okay.
Which makes it more like the Rick and Morty episode.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like the Rick and Morty. Anyway.
I'm Photograptor.
But why Jeffrey's very confused, because apparently the Skrulls are in the Captain Marvel movie.
So what X-Men movie are they in, though?
X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
So they make, you remember X-Men 3?
Yeah.
Where they had, like, the Phoenix saga?
Yeah.
So they're like, redoing that, with all, like, the new mutants. Yeah. Not the new mutants, but the new X-Men.
X-Men's
confusing as fuck. But, like, you see X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah.
All the, like, kids from that.
Yeah,
it's a continuation of that.
So, another Stark from Game of Thrones.
Sansa Stark?
Sansa Stark is now going to be Phoenix.
Yeah, she
already is,
yeah.
But she's going to be the main character.
She just got engaged to Joe Jonas.
I saw that.
Really?
Jonas Brothers, yeah.
Pretty G, that's like a power couple.
They were
right
like
there.
Dating for no time at all. Maybe
he's Joe Jonas.
Maybe they didn't go public for.
Does he still wear a purity ring?
No, they lost those a long time ago.
He's just
lost, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Is he the one with
the I mean, like, lost. Like, they got rid of him. Like, I don't believe in this shit anymore.
Is he the one with the huge nipples?
I don't know. I've never seen their nipples.
Oh, that's Nick Jonas.
Which one's Joe?
Joe's the guy with a really, like...
Put it in context of me remembering.
He's the main one.
He's
from
the
Camp
middle
Rock.
Guy, the main vocalist.
Oh, okay, all right.
You see Camp Rock?
What?
Camp Rock.
No, I didn't see Camp Rock.
You ever seen Camp Rock?
No, I avoided all those
Disney
musicals.
I love Camp Rock.
I still love the show.
Demi Lovato made her start.
I've been really tempted to watch Seussical, the musical, just because of the name, but...
It's a good name for it.
Otherwise, I hate musicals. It's a whole musical just based on Dr. Seuss.
Oh, that's cool.
I was going to invite you. Do you want to go to a Dracula musical?
Of course!
All right, I might take
Oh my god, of course I do!
Yeah, I'll just sit here and not want to...
You're not invited.
You want to go to a Dracula musical?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I figured you would say
okay,
no.
Okay. Have you seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
You know it?
Oh, yeah!
That's why. They came to me immediately and said, yo, you're actually making that? He was like, I know, that's why it's awesome.
That's amazing. Now I'm just like picturing like him singing it like as the puppet. Oh, that's amazing. I wish that was it.
Let's get back to Jeff's movie minute.
No one cares.
I only have a minute. Everyone heard about Kevin Smith?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What about him?
Fun fact, Kevin Smith, most of his movies are made by Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, really? I had no idea.
Yikes!
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Funded or made, like,
funded.
Produced?
Okay. Like, okay, most of them are made by Miramax, which that's is a company that's, like, run by the Weinstein production.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Yikes. So Kevin Smith went out and said, like, any money he makes off any of those movies, he's donating to charity. Which, good dude, right?
Very good, but
yeah,
that's
but
like
why
all
is he only doing it now?
That's the shady.
That's what
bit,
we
isn't
argued
it?
About last week.
Like, shouldn't he have known about this the whole time?
I mean, have you
because
seen Kevin
actors,
Smith movies? There's no ladies in them.
I know,
it's just
but,
him and Jay.
But actors talk to each other like they that's know.
The thing.
They let each other know.
We were talking about this like we were all
this
confused.
This was literally
because
last week us bitching.
We had the argument that like everyone's acting like, oh, we had no idea, but like everyone
knew. Fucking knew.
Everybody fucking
like,
knew.
Like even the ladies. We're not blaming the victims because we understand the victimology of being a victim. But if there's a good 50 other women that knew this shit was going down, why didn't they all just say some shit?
Well, they were told not to, and I'm pretty sure
they're
they
all
were
millionaires
like, bribed
too.
Not to. I'm pretty sure they were bribed not to. Like, if you tell that, like, your career will be over.
So then,
yeah, they're like,
is,
yeah, that's what I said.
I don't want to.
Okay,
go.
The news, like, not the news. That's the thing okay. that I saw that made me like questionable about it is Angelina Jolie had like her statement that it happened, and then she told Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt confronted Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, so even if like you're the woman who's like, I don't want to say anything. Brad Pitt knew.
Yeah.
Why didn't he fucking tell? Brad Pitt's a powerful man in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but again, Harvey Weinstein and the Weinstein Company.
They're fucking top tier powerful.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, if any of these actors came out and said anything, they would never get a job with, like.
That was, we're torn. We're torn.
Yeah.
We're not trying to, like, talk shit. We're just like. But Kevin Smith, all right guy, right?
Yeah.
So
that's
the,
cool.
Can
whatever.
I tell the one story tied to this real quick?
Sure.
Did you hear about the Terry Crews story? Because Terry Crews came out with a relatable story to that.
Okay.
Terry Crews apparently, in front of his wife, a unnamed Hollywood producer just grabbed his dick. Like, they were at a movie launch, and the director went up like, hey, you're looking good today, and just grabbed his cock and balls in front of his wife. And Terry Crews told everyone, and that's like, in hip-hop shit, that's the example of relatability. Like, Terry Crews went through this, and look at him. Because he was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? He's like, let alone the fact that me beating up a movie producer.
Yep.
It's like, big black guy beats up skinny 40-year-old white guy.
Yeah.
The fuck am I supposed to do? I'm never going to have a career again, so I just have to let this guy violate me.
Well, I saw...
So it, like, gives perspective to males who may not understand the female side. But...
It's, like, kind of relatable to what you're saying. I saw The Rock, like, retweeted it, but someone was, talking about basically sexual harassment in, like, the workplace, and there... It was this lady comedian, I forget her name, but... She's like, just imagine anytime you're about to say something, like, derogatory to a woman, just imagine you're saying it to The Rock, and you'll realize if it's a shitty thing to say or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good point. Like, if you're, whenever a guy just, like, says a shitty thing to a woman, it's like, would you say that to The Rock?
Or would you say that to your mom?
That's a better one.
Or your grandma.
That's pretty good. I mean, I'd say some shit.
That's normally the thing, like, if that's what people say, like, if you wouldn't say it to your mom or you wouldn't disrespect your mom in that way, why would you disrespect another woman? Like, it's just trying to, like, make the comparison, like, this woman is just as important as your mom. Like, she's just, like...
No, I agree with you. I'm just pessimistic about other people. There's a lot of people there that are, like, out there in the world that are disrespectful to their mom and grandmothers. So if
that's
you put the intimidation of talking to The Rock, of getting the shit, of physical threatening, then they're gonna be more intimidated by that. Because there's a lot of people that are whack that would say disrespectful shit to their parents.
Like, say, like, hey, that's baby, true. You should smile more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna say that to The Rock?
Fuck no. But I'm having a
whole lot of feelings about this. I'm trying to put it into words.
No, it's fair, because
anyway,
I personally agree.
Are we talking about Halloween?
We're talking about Halloween.
I think we're talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Hold on, stop the clock.
Oh.
We're talking about Halloween.
We're talking about Halloween. What are we talking about Halloween for? I do have some thoughts on Halloween. I got to introduce it. Okay, so ever since I was a kid and through to this day, I get spooked real easily, right? Maybe it's because I've been through some weird situations. I don't know. But roller coasters, jump scares at movie theaters, it's not enjoyable.
Wait,
you don't
like roller coasters? But that's a different kind of scare
then. No, roller coasters are okay, but the ones with all the fucking shit pops out at you, like The Mummy at Universal Studios,
I love that shit.
No, I'll go on the Behemoth. I ain't going on no theater fucking roller coaster where shit's popping out at me.
I don't like it.
We're on the same page. Thank you. But, so...
See, look, I don't like being scared, but I like the feeling of being scared. Like,
it's weird, right?
It's fucked up, but, like, I'll go to, like, I went to Halloween Haunt, and, like, if I was not about it 100%, I obviously would not have gone, but, like, some part of me, like, really wanted to go and, like, feel scared and, like, get scared. Because, like, it gets your adrenaline going, it gets, like, your blood flowing, and, like, it's kind of exciting, right? It gets you hyped, like, holy fuck.
Is Halloween Haunt the one at, like, Canada's
Wonderland?
Yeah. So
side note,
it wasn't
as scary as I thought it was going to be. Like, I had never been, and this is the first time I went.
Did you get spooked at all?
It was spooky, yeah, because, like, there was a lot of, like, mist or, like, fog, and it was a rainy night, so you couldn't really see anything at some parts.
That's pretty spooky.
So, like, there would be a character, like, hiding in the depth of this fog, and you wouldn't see them until they're right in front of your fucking
face. That's a job I want.
And, like, they would be, like, completely, like, in scary kind of makeup, and they would just stand right in front of you, and you wouldn't see them. You'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I had to
That's
do
a job
that.
You should get. Be the person who does the makeup for the spooky people
yeah,
at
Yeah, I was, you know
Halloween
what, I was asking my friends, like, how do you get a job like this? Because, A, the makeup here is not that great.
It's
like,
definitely not good.
It's, apparently, you have to go, like, an hour early to get your makeup done, which is kind of a plenty enough time to, like, do really scary makeup, but, like, everyone basically just had a white face with, like, black in their eyes and, like, maybe some, like, dripping black down their eyes.
An hour's
some
plenty
blood.
Of time, but probably everyone shows up in that hour. Everyone gets done in that hour, and they probably have, like, a couple
I'm sure,
makeup.
No, I'm sure I'm they not, have enough for, like, at
I'm
least.
Not trying to boost your ego, but they can't afford to pay you. They pay some generic.
True, yeah.
They but like, pay even, some generic.
Yeah, you like went to
but even like I'm like you could still pay me a generic price like what $60 an hour so like or like $65 an
they're
hour.
Not
they're not
that.
Paying that. That's
they're
what
not.
Oh,
they're not paying that.
Which is your reason. That's
like
reasonable
my reasonable. That's like my lowest fee. Is
which
60.
Is fair for your gig.
Yeah,
they're paying like $25 max.
No
Max.
Way. No way.
There's no way.
Well,
that...
you know what? That makes sense. Like, why don't they just show up then with, like, their makeup all done?
Because then who because the fuck who's doing type it? Of employee they're going to get? Imagine our friends from Scarborough growing up in not-so-good areas getting a job at Screamers or whatever, fucking Halloween Haunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your own makeup.
Yeah, show up
no,
in
like,
makeup.
No, like, get your own makeup done.
Black fucking...
No one's doing
someone,
that.
No, my friend told me that he used to work at Screamers. He would do his own makeup and then show up.
Yeah, but then those people get paid good money. Like that dude we knew, I don't want to drop any names, the dude that we knew in high school that
yeah.
used to dress up as the Joker.
He oh,
would
yeah.
get paid good money because he put in the time to look like the Joker.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude's creepy as fuck, though.
Oh, he was real good at it. It was scary.
He was very good at it.
Good Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wore that fucking purple suit everywhere.
yeah.
Jesus Christ, I remember the time we tripped out. The man was getting on the train. We're like, yeah, was that the Joker? we followed him. Like, we went up
oh
on the
my
train
God.
Platform. Like, is that... What is going on right now?
It's fucking spot on. And he's, like, creeped about.
Yeah, he was just walking around. That's what made it more creepy. He didn't get on the train. He just
okay.
kept walking around the platform, and we're like, the
that
fuck?
That was his day. He's like, I'm just walking. He was by himself, just walking around.
Yeah, he obviously loves the attention.
Man's, oh, yeah, he lived for that.
Yeah.
Mans came over. He had a full rap prepared with Joker-based lyrics in the Joker voice.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
oh
he rapped
God.
To us as the Joker, and it was even fucking weirder.
Yeah, he just like... Like played
no,
a
but
beat
I love that
and
shit,
freestyle
like,
rapped
as the
play.
Joker.
I love that shit. He like really committed. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking great. But it was like,
yeah,
we're all like fucking tripping balls. And then this guy's like, yo, you want to hear it? Like, you want to do some raps? I'm like, sure, dude, do some raps. And just spits out like fire Joker raps, like
just all awesome. Pre Boonk Gang and Joker 305. Am I the only person that knows that?
That
Am
was
I the
gibberish
only
to
movie?
Me.
That was also gibberish to me.
Have you seen any of that shit?
Half
you
of the
say pre-Boonka 5?
Boonk Gang and Joker 305. There's two people trying to pretend to be Joker on Instagram that are fighting each other on the gram right now.
That's pretty that's, cute. That's
They're funny. Both known for just stealing shit.
But that's Sam, funny. Tell me about getting spooked.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I don't like jump scares. It gives me like serious anxiety where like my heart is racing. Like I get really sweaty. But like I still like it. I still like to do it. Maybe I'm like a masochist. Just want to like put myself through pain.
I don't understand like just scary movies in general though.
I don't like horror That's... movies. I don't like scary movies. I don't watch
I think
them.
Horror movies and scary down. Movies are two different things though. Maybe I'm
No, I
agree. They are two different things, but they're still like they're both spooky and like they still have both of them still have jump scares.
Like what are But, like, a horror movie, I imagine, is, like, super... Like, Saw is a horror movie.
Yeah, but also
but like
Halloween is a horror movie. It, I'm pretty sure, is classified
not
a as
horror
a horror
movie.
Movie.
And not in Jeffrey's classification. It is classified
okay.
as a horror
I mean,
movie.
You're the movie expert.
I do have a segment
You do
called
have
Jeff's
a segment, yeah.
It does have a
yeah.
whole minute.
Right,
a whole
minute.
A whole minute of just Jeff talking about movies and getting interrupted 47
yeah.
times. But... I feel like there's horror movies that are like, it's like gory and it's everything.
Yeah.
But a spooky movie.
Like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice isn't a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm pretty sure it's a comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably classified as a comedy.
Yeah. I see.
But like, I like that, but I don't like fucking. What's
yeah,
it?
That's my thing. I
like
spooky
I don't
like
Friday
things.
The 13th.
Oh, I like that shit.
You know?
Is that Freddy?
Yeah. No, that's Jason.
That's Jason.
Jason. Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
The only like the only reason why I like those movies, like classic horror, is because it wasn't like technically very scary. It was just trying to be scary. But
that's,
movies nowadays,
I suppose it was a
like,
bad example because I do like they make a horror movie, and it's like a horror movie, but it's still a good movie in the background.
Yeah.
Like there was a trailer for this new movie fucking coming out called The Snowman. I don't know if you guys have seen
that. That was
yes.
stupid.
So fucking dumb,
that
right?
Was so stupid. So I dumb. Honestly thought they were remaking Jack Frost.
Right.
Yeah,
I was
like
what's
isn't this a fucking Jack Frost movie? Like, what's
I'm like,
happening?
Oh, The Snowman. I'm like, oh, Michael Fassbender's
the,
in this. This
right?
looks all right. I like
low
Michael
budget. Mike. Low budget. I'm telling you.
Did and you
I'm
see like, the trailer for The Babysitter?
No.
Which one's The Babysitter?
That one's
the one with
dumb.
Vin Diesel. Oh, that's
no,
the
no. It's like this 12-year-old dude and he's getting babysat by this babysitter, and it turns out to be a cult of, like, teenage people that like to just kill people. And so he's trying to avoid getting killed by his babysitter.
Also, I saw the trailer for Happy Death Day.
Right?
Fucking terrible.
That's
awful.
Making bank. Awful. That already opened?
No, it opened, yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah.
It opened last weekend.
It already
making
is.
Money?
It is?
Yeah.
It looks horrible.
It's like, just Groundhog Day, but they put a hot girl in it and made it a horror movie. They just took Groundhog Day and made it into a
horror. It overtook Blade Runner for the top spot of the box office.
That's fucking
dumb.
Ridiculous.
That's fucked up.
I saw that, I'm like, no one's gonna see this. And then I saw that, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with people? That looked fucking terrible.
You know why? Because it came out at Halloween time, and everyone's, like, desperate for scary
That's
movies around Halloween time. Like, if Saw came out this week, or the same week
When does Saw come out?
Think in November?
How the fuck does Jigsaw come back to life?
It's a prequel.
Someone please tell me
prequel.
That. No.
Prequel.
Really?
Yeah. I've been trying to explain this to Christine. She doesn't believe me.
Then why in all the trailers, I guess for the people that don't know, it's a prequel. Because in all the trailers, it's like, oh, Jigsaw's definitely back.
I'm pretty sure it's a prequel. I've been telling everyone it's a prequel, so I really hope it's a prequel.
The trailer says
And now I'm telling the world, because 3 million people listen to this podcast.
The trailer sets it up differently, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing it to dupe the people that don't
know.
No,
I feel like I heard a while back that they're making a Saw prequel, because he died, right, in the last one?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm 99% sure it's a prequel.
Because literally in the trailer, they go, oh, I thought he was dead. I thought Jigsaw was dead. It's like, obviously he's not. And then the girl has a giant saw blade fall in front of her face.
Oh, shit. But it's not a prequel.
I don't know. Maybe he was dead before the prequels.
It's
all
confusing
as it is.
Whatever, let's just watch it and we'll take it.
Nonetheless, spooky movies. You said you saw It, right?
Yeah, I saw It. Obviously, I was scared because I don't like jump scares and have a lot of that. But it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. Like, I think It was in it for maybe, like, say the movie was 2 hours. He was probably in it for 20 minutes, like 20 minutes of screen time or
really?
Less. Like, he had no screen time. Like, in the beginning of the movie, obviously, he's, like, in the sewer drain. But, like, that was it. And then a whole, like, 40 minutes goes by without seeing It. And then you see him again for, like, 2 minutes or, like, 30 seconds when the next kid sees him. And, like, has his, like, nightmare of, like, what he's afraid of.
Yeah.
And then he goes away again for, like, half an hour. And then he appears again. Like, he had barely had any time. At the end of the movie is when you get the most It time because that's when they find him and they figure shit out. But
it's all like a hunt, right?
Yeah. And you know what? These kids were so fucking hilarious. Like, I heard people said it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, like, the one-liners seemed good. I, like, looked it up.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I'm like, you know what? I was cracking up laughing. Like, kids swearing to me is, like, the funniest thing
in
the world.
I love kids swearing.
Kids swearing, I don't know what it is. Like, it's just, like, innocence with, like, bad words.
It's so real. When you have, like, a 12-year-old, like, say fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was saying fuck at 12.
Yeah.
Like, no one would hear me. I'd say it to my other 12-year-old friends.
And also, there were a lot of, like, just jokes to each other, like, mom jokes. And, like, oh, your dad would do that. Or, like, I would, like, you know.
I need to watch this movie, don't I? Would I like it?
You would like it. Like, the stupid jokes that these kids say to each other is hilarious.
I love the kid from Stranger Things who's in it.
So. Yeah, I think he's, like, the dick of the group, I guess. Like, he always makes fun of people.
I can relate.
Yeah, and he has, like, these big glasses where he looks super goofy, but he's, like, the asshole of the group. Well, he'll make fun of you for no reason.
Yeah, this guy. But, I know you're not as much in deep as nerdedom as we are. That was
good
not,
word.
That was a great sentence.
Nerd-dum.
I'm trying here. Words are hard.
Yeah.
It's a classic 80s thing to show the scary creature as least possible. Like, the less you can, the more creepy it is.
Okay.
Like, the original Alien. You barely saw the fucking Alien.
That's true. You're right.
And that's
right.
What it made it so scary.
Or Jaws.
Yeah.
Or Jaws. Do you think the new It did that? I'm just asking.
It did do that because the timeline was based in the 80s. So, like, if they were trying, they had a lot of references. First of all, there was, like, New Kids on the Block. They were playing a lot of, like,
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Should have led with that. I would have watched that movie.
There's this one kid who, like, is, like, he listens to New Kids on the Block, and, like, there was the references to that, and then there was, like, a lot of, like, classic rock from the 80s playing in the background,
like,
and then,
like,
there's a scene where they're running past a movie theater, and it said, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, like, premiere, like, that kind of thing.
Oh,
so, like, they had
that.
A lot of, like pop culture references.
Shit,
yeah. A lot of pop culture references to that time, and I guess that makes sense then to
have this is the like movie a classic. That's yeah. that's the OG way to film yeah. like horror movies, right?
Can yeah. I can I just drop the ball on you? The two examples, they did that because they didn't have the money to show.
I know, but it became like a benchmark for.
No, that's people taking the wrong example from movies, and I fucking hate that shit. They Why? Did that, like Jaws was the first one to do that. Like, in Jaws.
That's
and
different, though, because that's all the mechanics, and it was always breaking down, so they didn't really have a lot of, yeah, like...
They couldn't afford, Alien, like,
Alien, they
make
did
it
on purpose, though.
Yeah.
Alien, they did on purpose. No. Jaws, yeah. Alien, no, they did on purpose.
No.
Yeah.
The CGI was all fucky on the Alien.
No, because they had a whole fucking contortionist.
Have you seen
they,
Alien 2?
They had, like...
Have you seen Alien 2?
I'm talking about Alien 1, because Alien 2 was, it was like... Bogarted by the production
studio.
You can
see the outline of the green on the green screen around the alien.
Yeah,
fucking trash.
Ridley Scott didn't want it to be CGI originally.
Yeah, I swear but there was like, a whole suit for it.
Because then that's why they got he got cheese that his vision got stolen because he didn't want the alien to be all CGI.
Ridley Scott's fucking trash.
He wanted that weird African actor he had to just walk on all fours for the whole movie.
The guy who played Jar Jar Binks?
No, it was some other random no name actor.
All right.
He's a contortionist.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
What?
Anyway, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back. We got some other spooky things to talk about. Tune in. And we'll be back.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard.
Are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. So the thing I wanted to talk about, we want to talk about slutty costumes, Sam.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Sorry, what? How slutty of a costume does that have to be too slutty?
Yeah. Where do you? Where's the slutty line drawn?
Okay.
Is there a slutty line?
I mean, nowadays the word slut or being slutty is not really a big thing anymore. Like you own it. But
what if your hoo-ha's out?
For me, technically a slutty costume, like even though it doesn't really mean a bad thing, but just the word slutty costume, anyways, is like lingerie. Anything that includes lingerie is like a little slutty. But like. I like to be a little slutty, whatever. Doesn't matter.
There's got to be a line, though.
At what point is it too slutty?
That's...
Slutty costume's fine.
We're not going to the whole feminist movement.
Yeah,
we're
know.
We're sticking to Halloween.
Yeah. Because
you can even argue that, like, oh, like, I'm a nurse, but I have some cleavage. That's a slutty costume.
No, it's not.
But you can make that argument.
Yeah, but having a little cleavage doesn't mean you're slutty. It just means you have a little cleavage.
But that's a slutty nurse. A regular nurse.
A regular nurse obviously doesn't have any cleavage showing, but then you still.
So you're making a slutty nurse by adding cleavage.
Okay, yeah.
Is it?
But I still wouldn't like completely.
But that costume isn't too slutty.
Yeah, it was not too slutty. Like
so, like where do you? What becomes too slutty?
I was just saying that if it just only contains like lingerie, maybe that's like the epitome of slutty.
If it's only lingerie,
like only lingerie. Like I saw a picture of like
wearing
a bride,
panties,
like a dead bride and groom. And it was, like, she just wore, like, a white bra and, like, white panties with, like, a garter belt. And, like, she had a veil on. Like, that's a little too, like, why are you wearing lingerie?
You're
like,
wearing...
You do it whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the point of wearing just lingerie? Just other than looking hot.
Sounds is, cozy.
I mean, whatever.
If my costume was just wearing boxer shorts, can I come to your party in just boxer shorts? Is that okay?
Yeah, Chris told me he, like, one time at a party, he, like, dressed up as, like, a futuristic sex robot. And
that's
like,
some bullshit. I think he was just trying
you
to
think
hit
he was
on you.
Trying, yeah?
That's a but futuristic like, sex butt robot.
He
one
like
time.
He just had like a like
Chris
a,
doesn't dress
like
up. So let's.
That's the whole thing. That's why I invited him to my party.
Yeah,
that's why I think he's bullshitting.
He didn't dress up at my Halloween party. I made him wear a giraffe once.
Yeah, he told me this was like back in high school.
No, there's no way he was a futuristic sex robot.
He told me he like didn't wear anything but like a sock or something on his dick, and then he had like paper plates on his ass. And, like, something else, like some foil. And he's like, yeah, I was a futuristic, like, sex robot.
I don't believe that.
He's not confident enough for that.
Called out.
I will say that on air.
Called out.
I would call that out. There's no
We're
going
to see him today. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about
future
it.
Future sex robots. Fuck off.
Sorry. Futuristic. That's a terrible costume, first of all.
It's like worse than an ABC party. Like, yeah, I'm a future sex robot. I got a sock on my dick. That's what robots do in the future, right?
ABC parties are fucking stupid, first of all.
That's what happens. That's why. It's dumber than that.
I fucking hate ABC parties.
I hate it. Have you ever been to an ABC party?
No, I wasn't cool enough to get invited.
I'm not there for like... university
I know,
students.
Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly. I didn't really go to
anything
university
anything but clothes
anyways.
For anyone who's listening yeah. who doesn't know yeah. an ABC.
I didn't really, I went to art school, so like, it, and... like, the funnest thing we did was play hacky sack in, like, the courtyard.
Hacky sack is pretty fun.
Hey, I didn't yeah. dress up for the ABC party, if it's any condolence.
My wiener was basically...
Why would you go sure to an ABC party and not dress up? Like, what was the point?
Bailey was too cool.
I was just...
You're fucking lame.
I was too cool.
Who had a better time, me or you, Bailey?
Obviously,
the guy whose nutsack was showing, or the guy who was wearing a plaid shirt?
Obviously, the guy whose nutsack was showing.
This fella.
I had a good time. I'm pretty sure I did okay.
You were just laughing at the fact my nutsack was
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I was just known
was
as
was it really?
No, probably not. But the yeah, amount of people who have seen my nutsack in university, there aren't enough hands in the world to count how many people.
I'm not going to expose them, but Jeff was a character first year university.
Fun.
Imagine this, but living together 24/7.
That's what I
kind
of missed out on, like, not going to, like a true, like, university in, like, a university town. Like, I went to Ocantron. I still lived at home.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Could have went to fucking...
It felt like high school with just all, like the weird artsy people yeah. in high school.
We had all the people who couldn't get into better universities and just drank all the time. And
yeah.
It was a good time.
We had all the people that couldn't make it anywhere else. could you give us a staple? Like, you named The Bride.
Yeah.
But let's say you, hypothetically, you host a Halloween party every year.
Yeah. Hypothetically, which is
what would be the line that you go, I don't think you can come in?
I don't, like, the line for me is you can't come in is if you don't wear a costume. Like, if a chick showed up and she had pasties on her nipples, I'd be like, all right, all power to you, girl. Like, if she went as, like, Lil' Kim, and she had, like, like, a shirt covering only, like, one boob, and she had, like, a pasty over one boob, I'd be like, that's fucking hot. Welcome to my party.
Okay. Okay. Touché.
Are you saying you wouldn't let a woman in to your party if she wasn't dressed enough, Bailey?
I was asking her about a hypothetical situation where she holds Halloween parties. I don't hold Halloween parties.
For me, it's like, if you don't show up in a costume, like, why are you coming to the Halloween party?
Yeah.
Like, come in any costume.
Oh, I'll be in costume.
Thank you.
I'll be ready to go.
I'm trying to solve that currently.
For anyone who doesn't have a costume, there will be a bucket of random things, and you have to close your eyes, pick 3 items, and wear it no matter what the fuck they are.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
That did go. Yeah. High five.
Yeah.
Because if you're fucking lame and you don't come to my party in a costume party without a costume,
you can't be the guy just sitting there.
You're subjected to whatever you find in the bucket. I'm going to find some weird things to put together.
I think that's a good idea.
Like, I kind of really wish I could find, like, a strap-on or something, just, like, someone has to wear it.
I can lend you mine.
Oh, you got one? I'll use it.
You can go to the Not Your Nice or whatever the fuck it's called. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like how quickly you were just like, oh, you have one? Cool. That was very quick to be like, oh, I won't question the fact that this man owns a strap-on.
I'm saying that you're joking.
Me and Bailey did live together.
It almost came out of my nose. Fuck. Like, sorry, sponsor me. My drink almost came out of my nose.
Jeff is a very unpredictable man. Let's just put it that way.
You never know what's going
on. I should give Christine a call.
You should.
Yeah.
Call her up.
Like, hey, girl. Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, can I borrow your strap on?
I've never asked because I'm terrified.
Oh, we have a girls' chat.
They do have a girls' chat.
We have a girls' chat.
Yeah.
He got pretty uncomfortable when I talked about booty licking, so.
I never got uncomfortable about booty licking.
There you go.
That was defensive.
I got uncomfortable because Bailey said I had a lickable anus. Bailey said, I quote, I have an unappealing butthole, but you, on the other hand. And I'm like,
I think he was just saying because, like, he's hairy and you're not.
That's exactly it.
But he just referred to my butthole as appealing.
By saying I'm a hairy Scottish man. You're a tall, lanky, hairless man.
Okay, tall and lanky have nothing to do. You're just fucking throwing jabs.
Okay, pull up your sleeve right now and count how many hairs you have on your arm. You have, like, 2.
How many tall, lanky?
On my arm?
Yeah.
There's some hairs. There's plenty of hairs. They're blonde. But
How many tall, lanky dudes have you met that are also hairy?
Many.
None.
Many.
Who? Why? What situation did you meet?
Why?
What situation did you meet?
My family.
No, that's some bullshit. What are they, 40?
Yeah.
Exactly. Done deal.
Oh, like lanky people my age?
Lanky people your
That's
age.
That's a good point. Lanky people are usually not hairy.
Yeah, because all your development goes to the height and...
Is that what it is? Yeah. You grow forward with hair and I grow up with height?
Yeah. I get stuck at 5'10 and I get butthole hair. You just grow tall and you don't have to worry about it. You get to enjoy all the benefits that comes with it.
I can reach the top shelf and then get out my asshole eaten.
Hey, it's trendy. Sam, would you
eat? Hey, it's trendy. Would I eat another man's butthole?
Would
no.
Would you eat the booty like groceries?
No, would not. I would absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not.
I'm not down for it.
I'm not down
would
for
you
it.
Let,
shit comes out of there.
Right, totally that's an out hole.
But I would let someone else do it to me because I know mine's clean. I don't trust another dude to have a clean butt.
See? I'm so pesky with ladies, because how do I know? I need to see, I need to know.
Here's the thing with
watch
girls.
Them wipe?
No. I mean, I'm going to speak we for myself this. Right now. Like, for me, I'm very self-conscious about how clean I am, especially when I'm hooking up with someone. So, like, right before I meet up, I'm like, I'm all showered. I'm like, clean, good to go, clean as a whistle. Like, I know that I'm...
I need that to be verbally established with me, and then I'll consider it. Like, I need to know you either showered right before motherfucking seeing me,
yeah,
or I
but
need to see you walk into that shower.
But then why are you, like, how do you not trust a girl that you know that that's what she, like, takes pride
you,
in?
I'm just not gonna
No, like, any girl, like, who, like, she takes pride, like, you know that she's, you know for a fact that, like, she definitely showered, like, within the hour before you hooked up.
Not all, sometimes girls are busy, you know?
I mean, sometimes it's spur of the moment, that's true.
Yeah, so it's like, I just need to know, because I'm grossed out by it, because it's not cool.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
whatever.
Not cool.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a whole other, maybe I got issues, but.
No, you don't have issues, like, it's completely reasonable.
It's not a trust thing, it's just gross to me, man. Like, if I'm super into the lady, it's like, okay, you ask, all right.
But see, that's the whole thing. Like, some guys are into it, they'll do it. But, like, other guys who are not, they won't do it. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's... It's like with any kink, with any kind of thing in bed. Like, if you don't like it, you're not into it, you won't do it.
Oh, how do we get on to ass eating?
I think it was my fault.
It was your fault. You brought it up.
I'm just so perplexed by this trend. Why is everyone just casually talking about ass eating?
It's not a trend. It's just that because I'm pretty sure people were doing it for a very long time. And now that, like... Sex is like an open topic now. People are not afraid to talk about it anymore. It's not like taboo.
She makes a good point.
That like people just talk about it now.
People have probably been eating ass since the 1940s.
I guess. Yeah, okay.
That was the start of ass eating, 1942.
Next weekend, I gotta fucking apologize to our boy T. Because I made fun of him all through adolescence because he shaved his ass. So I thought it was weird. I thought it was whack. He's just ahead of the curb. It's the hip trend now. Shave your butt, get it touched up, you're good to go.
Yeah.
He was just ahead of the
or
curve.
Or maybe he just didn't like, maybe just felt uncomfortable, maybe he didn't like it. Maybe he felt cleaner when it was clean.
I teased him for fucking years, and now it's like the hip thing to do, and it's like, what the fuck did I make fun of him for? I just made fun of him for nothing, because now it's the accepted thing to do.
Yeah.
Buttholes. This cat just walks fucking everywhere.
She's cool. I like her.
I
come
like
here.
Deborah.
What's her name? Deborah? Yeah. I almost called her Barbara.
Deborah.
Debbie.
Debbie does what she wants. Stop calling the cat on the podcast. We're trying to do a show here.
Sorry, I got a trainer.
Sorry.
What's the best slutty costume anyone could ever pull off?
I don't know.
Is it slutty Terminator?
What do you mean?
Like what's a costume? If
I really, you know
if
what?
If it was turned slutty...
Slutty. I like it when girls go as like the Mortal Kombat. Those are cute.
Those
are
always good.
Those are hot.
I'm gonna pull out a real nerd quote. Samus at the end of Metroid 2 when you beat it with the perfect score.
Yeah. Got me good.
Samus but in a thong pretty much.
Gibberish.
A video game character in underwear.
Okay.
What about Lara Croft?
Not slutty. That's her costume.
No, OG Lara Croft.
But slutty.
How would you do a sluttier Lara Croft?
She's wearing the shirt, but it's all ripped up so you can almost see nip. And she's wearing a G-string.
That's true. You could always... You know what? You could slut anything up.
You can slut anything up.
You can slut anything up.
You can be slutty Grim Reaper if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I think that wins. Slutty Grim Reaper.
Slutty Grim Reaper.
Black nipple tassels.
That's like my dream costume.
Slutty Grim Reaper.
Slutty Grim Reaper. Something scary, but it's slutty.
Yeah.
Why haven't you worked on that then?
I was trying to do a Grim Reaper makeup, but I used like cream makeup and it wasn't like working out. So I got frustrated and took it off. So I'm going to try it again with like actual makeup.
Can you be Slutty Grim Reaper for Halloween? Do you know I already
got my costume.
Will you tell us or is it a secret?
Well, I'm going as a mummy. Like Amine from The Mummy.
A slutty mummy or just a mummy?
No, just a mummy. Like, I'm not, like, goo.
So.
I thought about being a slutty mummy, but I'm like, how would I slut this up? Like, just only wear band-aids?
Just expose more breasts.
Yeah. What is the line? I just want to understand a female's perspective.
Exposing more breast.
Yeah, but do you go, like, okay, I'm putting on my Halloween costume. Should I be a slutty costume this year? How does a female establish how revealing her Halloween costume should be?
Fucked that night, that depends on what she's gonna wear. Like, if she
goes
out...
That's
literally, if she has the intention of, like, having sex that night, like, hooking up, she's gonna wear a really super hot costume.
You know what? If I'm, like, out, and I'm, like, in this hypothetical scenario, I'm single. I love you, Christine. But, say I'm out at a bar and there's a girl, like, dressed up as, like, a taco, I'm like... That's the one I want.
But that's you.
I want the girl dressed as the fucking taco.
That's you, though. That's your humor. That's what you like.
Yeah. But if a girl's like, oh, I'm a slutty cop. And I'm like, well, there's 18 slutty cops.
Go back to the conversation of, like, guys just going home with, like, any kind of girl who's DTF. Like, if no
one
will go
home... The taco's DTF.
No one will go home with you, but you see a girl who's wearing a super slutty costume, and she's, like, slutting it up. She's, like, dancing with you. She's, like, kind of, like, making out with you a little bit. Whatever. She's DTF. You're going to take her home.
I mean,
But if the taco was doing it, you'd be like, I'm gonna marry this girl.
I'm aiming for the taco. I'm aiming for the girl who's like, yeah, I'm a fucking taco. You see this guacamole? Extra guacamole on this taco.
Because like, that's the kind of girl that you like. Like the different, edgy, she's funny, like she has a sense of humor.
But based on that definition, should I not hesitate? Because then I go, oh fuck, this girl's in a taco costume. She definitely does not want to fuck tonight.
No. Why would you hesitate? You could still totally talk to her because who knows?
Taco's a bad example. Because she's a sexual look. But, like...
She's just the bowl of clam chowder.
Ew! What?
Best couple costume I've seen, Bob Ross and painting.
I want to do that next year.
That's not the best, though. It's good, but it's not the best for me. Like, I want to have a costume contest at my party, but, like, I'm kind of scared that, like, no one's really going to dress up.
Me and Christine are going pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going to dress up.
Also, I don't know what a prize should be.
I'm just lame at dressing up.
12 high fives.
Like a bowl of candy?
I'd be down with a bowl of candy.
Or like a bag of ring pops or something?
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
I gave out ring pops last time to like people who dressed up.
Just make it something like simple. Like go to the dollar store, buy like a $2 bag of ring pops.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Everyone would be stoked about a bag of ring pops.
Yeah. I got that.
This is the dude who likes candy for no apparent
reason. Fucking love ring pops.
I love candy.
For no apparent reason. What the fuck you talking about?
I love ring pops, but like not everyone would love a bag of ring pops. The fuck are you gonna do with
a bag? What's the best candy then? What's your favorite candy? What's like the all-time top kind of candy you would ever want to have? Like if you could have a bag of candy, what would it be?
So you went trick-or-treating and you're like, this house was the best.
Either
Amy, full-size
candy,
Twix.
No chocolate. No chocolate?
Chocolate is candy. Chocolate's candy.
Yeah, but like it's not fun.
We'll say candy. Yeah, chocolate's no fun, apparently.
Either fuzzy peaches.
Or Sour Patch Kids?
No, because I've got that strong Ukrainian blood. I really like those Coca-Cola gummies. Send me some of them Coca-Cola.
What the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck is Ukrainian about Coca-Cola?
I know, I've had those, but what does Ukraine have to do?
Yo, ask any dude who comes from Eastern Europe. He loves those. Swear to God.
What the fuck? You're fucking retarded.
No, it's a trend. It's a trend. Ask any dude from Eastern Europe.
You're fucking daft.
I'm daft. Yeah, all right. Watch. Ask. Go meet a Polish guy tonight. Ask him if he likes those
Coca-Cola.
I'm going to
text our friend, our very Polish friend, and I'm going to ask him if he likes Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
those
gummies.
Little Coca-Cola gummies.
Yes, I know what they are.
Yeah. Every
you don't have to, like, mime them out with your hand.
Some people
That are, like, one inch by one inch.
I outline it, and some people think it's just, like, a fucking Coke bottle, but gummies. People don't get it.
I love those, but, like, I have never met someone who's, like,
shit. It's my shit. Or the caramels. I like those little cube caramels.
Ew. Oh, those are trash.
Ew.
Are you 85 years old? What the fuck? What? You, like, wore those originals?
If you could win a bag of candy, what would it be?
I want a big grab bag of candy. Do I have to pick one candy?
One candy. If it could be one candy, you would get a bag of it as a prize, and you'd be super excited to have it. You'd be like, oh my god! What would it be?
I think it's fucking, oh my god.
I'm trying to think of mine, but I can't.
They're like Pez, but they're circles, and they come in rolls.
Sweet tarts?
Rockets.
Rockets. They're called sweet tarts, though.
Rockets.
No.
Rockets? No, sweet tarts is a different thing.
Sweet tarts are bigger. Yeah, yeah. I got you. Rockets. Yeah, rockets.
Because
yeah.
Rockets, I could put down a million rockets.
Yeah.
See, but I couldn't do a whole bag. I love them. I love them.
It's not about eating about the whole bag. It's just about, like, winning that whole bag. Like,
big old,
like,
bag of rockets.
Right? Just, like, the amount of them. Like, oh my god, I have so much candy.
See, I mean, I had a big old bag of Ring Pops.
I could just fucking shove the whole bag in my mouth.
No. Like, you don't have to eat the whole thing. It's just about, like, getting it. Like, for me, it's those tiny little water, like, strawberry candies. Like, from, like, the 90s. Yeah.
Okay, touche.
Those are fucking amazing.
What about the watermelons, though?
Those are great.
Watermelons are tight, too.
Watermelons are pretty bad.
I might have to switch my answer to sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts?
Not Rockets, sweet tarts.
I hated Rockets. I hated the Popeyes, like, sticks that I got.
I love Popeyes candy sticks.
I hated those ones.
I like them, not a bag.
My old roommate showed up in, like, when we moved in together in second year with, like, a fucking duffel bag full of Popeye candy sticks.
Oh, yeah. I hated those.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would pretend to smoke. I was, like, a 12-year-old. Like, oh, my God, I'm so cool. But
me,
like,
too, but I also smoked.
I hated that. Yeah. I hated them. They were gross.
His roommate was 21, and he did that.
Yeah.
For me, like, I prefer chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
Didn't you just say chocolate's not candy?
I know. No, I didn't say it's not candy. Just for this rhetorical question. Like, if you had, like, a bag of candy, that was just it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate, then. And now, chocolate. What now, chocolate?
What's your chocolate? A little bit of caramel?
I had to get a bag of chocolate.
So, you got some nougat? Are you a nougat woman?
Regardless of the fact if it was vegan or not. Like, if I was vegan or not.
And let's say pre-veganism.
Animals are happy to die in this world.
You didn't have to say that.
You didn't have to go there. There was a scene in It where they were killing some animals. I'm like, I'm triggered right now. I don't like
this.
They
shut down the room by saying animals are happy to die?
Anyways, I think it was either, like, O. Henry or Kit Kat.
I don't like O. Henry at all.
I like peanuts and chocolate.
O. Henry.
I like peanuts and chocolate.
I like a Kit Kat. Do you know that, like, Kit Kats are made of old discarded Kit Kats?
Sorry, what?
What?
Where do you get your facts from? Where are your receipts? I need to see them.
Did you just say Kit Kats are made out of old Kit Kats?
Old Kit Kats. Like, I don't... Like,
there's no way you're, like, not discarded.
So, every time a Kit Kat gets fucked up, they melt it down and put it into a new Kit Kat. But you know all the wafer? The wafer bit in the middle?
Yeah.
It's old ground-up Kit Kat. That's why it's not all wafer. There's bits of chocolate in it.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. It's not just wafer.
It's not like those fucking chocolatey wafers.
So is that
wafers?
Why I got a Kit Kat that was just all full of chocolate one
yes,
time?
It happens. Every once in a while. It's an anomaly.
I tried to send it in, but then it melted, and I realized I had no way to prove it to them. And I was fucked. I just had a flat thing of chocolate. I was like, fuck, I'm
my Kit Kat's fucked. Like, sir, this is a piece of chocolate.
It's like, god damn it.
Probably should have put it in the freezer, bud.
Sorry, explain this recycling to me.
That's it. That's when a Kit Kat's
that sounds like
up.
Some bullshit. I don't believe you.
It's a thing. God all my facts it. Are straight facts.
I'm either going with...
Here's me bringing in the straight
hashtag
facts.
Fake news.
100% straight facts. Straight facts coming straight from the facts.
Facts. Facts.
Facts.
I would go with either Mars Bar or Bounty.
Oh, fuck a Bounty.
I love Bounty.
Fuck a Bounty.
Bounty is so good.
Love me some Bounty. Jeff's always hated Bounty. Coconut, chocolate.
So good. No. So fucking good.
Coconut only belongs in my pina coladas. That's it.
No, coconut, like, the Bounty is so good. It's like 90% coconut.
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah, I love pina coladas.
Do you like pina coladas?
I know, I was gonna start singing the song.
So this is super Canadian, but am I the only person that likes Eat More Bars?
Yes.
Eat More Bars?
Yeah.
What the fuck are those?
Those nougaty, chewy bars with the peanuts in them and the chocolate?
I've never heard of that bar, but I'll probably eat it.
It's fucking trash.
But
trash.
Like, it's got nougat and chocolate.
No,
now,
but it's like super thin. It's like someone took the good bits of a chocolate bar, took them out,
and like
squished steamrolled the rest
it, like
together.
Steamrolled it.
Like a half inch thick.
Like and mixed it with like a fucking fruit thin.
Ew, there's fruit in it?
No, there's no fruit.
Oh, I was going to say,
but
I'm out.
It looks like a fruit thin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's
a real thin.
Like a centimeter for listeners.
Yeah, okay, never mind, I'm out.
Yeah, fucking trash chocolate bar.
It looks like trash.
Anyway, Sam, I wanted to ask you, Bailey, you have a question?
No, you have a better
question.
No,
what do you got?
What was the best Halloween treat you ever got at a door as a child?
A reach around.
Oh my god!
Good automatic response. I appreciate that.
But Sam?
A whole candy bar.
What
it's not as good as mine.
Where you could pick your own, and I chose a Kit Kat.
I got a can of pop once, and I was pretty excited about that.
Really?
Yeah.
The weirdest... Because
you're real parched.
Okay, next question. Weirdest thing you ever got for a Halloween, like, trick-or-treat?
Reach around.
I got a Chinese yo-yo.
What the fuck is a Chinese yo-yo?
It's like a
finger trap?
It's not a finger trap. It's a stick with, like... paper wrapped around it, like really, really, like wrapped around it, and you just like,
oh yeah,
you just hit it out, like you just like smack it, and it goes out like a
one of
those like kazoo things that you blow. Yeah, you just hit it out, and then it comes back to you. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, I feel you. I got fucking.
That was the weirdest thing you ever got.
What kazoo? My weirdest one was banana.
That's not weird.
No, bananas.
But I guess I mean technically, like it's not candy, so it's yeah.
You walk up, hand me a motherfucking banana. Jeez,
How many bananas did that person buy?
I was trying to think of like vegan things I could give out, but like I could never. I'm giving out candy.
You're giving out candy.
I'm giving out vegan brownies
and just not tell them that they're vegan.
No, that's weird though. No parent is gonna let their child eat homemade brownies from a girl dressed as fucking a demon. Like she's trying to kill my child. No.
Okay, touche.
Did you guys go through that shit where like your parents looked through your candy?
They didn't, like, specifically look through my candy, but whenever we would go home after Halloween, like, all of us would dump our candy out on the floor, and our parents would be hanging around, and I have a feeling they would just look over it, but they never, like, went through it, like, really went through it.
I literally realized the same thing, like, just a year or two ago.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, yeah, my parents didn't look through my candy. You said that, I'm like, oh, shit, they were in the room, and they were just fucking
They were always in the room, but, like, they were having their own conversations, yeah, like, they weren't really watching,
they were
but,
being
like,
super casual yeah. about
also,
it.
Also, like, I was smart enough to know, like, if there was, like, any open candy, I wouldn't eat it, like, I would only eat, like, the chocolate and stuff that I liked, and, like, I would never eat something that was open. Also, another weird thing, I went to a house, and this, like, Indian dude in a towel put his hand in a bowl of gummy bears and just threw it into my bag. And, like, me and my friends were like, thanks?
Loose gummy bears?
And as soon as they shut the door, we're like, we're not eating those 100%. Those are going in the trash.
Oh, God.
Who thinks it's okay to throw a handful of
loose
gummy bears?
It was just so weird. Like, first of all, like, the wife opened the door, and she's like, oh, 1 second. And, like, the husband came while he's holding a towel, like, around himself. And then, like, he... like, grabbed the handful of gummy bears and put it into my pillowcase.
Oh, God.
The wife's like, yeah, she can't touch this
handful was just, of gummy it was weird, bears. Like, it was weird.
That's actually really gross.
Yeah.
What's the grossest experience I had in Halloween?
Was it a reach around?
Not a reach around.
What is up with you in reach arounds?
It's my only memory of Halloween.
He's asking for.
He just wants a reach around.
Apparently.
You gotta call Christine.
Hey.
The question I wanted to ask before I was rudely interrupted.
This was a good
Sam, can we talk about Halloween songs?
Yes!
Me and Sam wanted to talk about spooky Halloween songs.
I love Halloween songs.
How do you feel about the Monster Mash, Bailey?
Monster Mash is probably top.
Is it unparalleled? Can you name a second Halloween song, Bailey?
No.
I know Sam can.
I can name 6 Halloween songs.
What's the one you told me that's my favorite thing in the world? You know the one.
I don't know.
You know. Take a guess. If you get it wrong, you gotta leave.
I'm gonna get it wrong. Werewolf Watusi.
Yeah, it's Werewolf Watusi. Of course it is.
It's by the same guy who sings Monster Mash.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
It's my boy.
Yeah.
Which Gerald one was Fitz. Made first?
I have no idea.
Probably
I'm
Werewolf
pretty
Watusi.
Sure. No, I'm pretty sure it was Monster Mash.
And he's like, I can do this again.
He's like, yeah. I could roll with this. And like he, and then he wrote like Werewolf Watusi.
And do the Werewolf Watusi.
He's the Michael Bublé of Halloween.
Halloween songs, yeah. I have like a playlist I listen to like all through October if I'm getting right and feeling like spooky in the mood.
Up!
Put it on.
Totally missed that.
Definitely includes Adam's Family theme song.
Adam's Family theme song's up there.
I'm really into like movie soundtracks, so like I'll go through scary movies and like I'll pick like
Coraline's
a good.
Coraline's not a scary movie.
It's not scary, but it has some really. If you listen to the soundtrack, it's very eerie and like it's unsettling.
That's an underappreciated stop motion movie, right there.
It is. Yeah, it's really good.
It's a good movie.
It's always on YTV.
Yeah.
Do we wish that there was more of a Halloween song buzz as opposed to a Christmas song buzz?
Yes, 100%.
There should be more spooky songs.
100%.
I would appreciate it because it's less associated with Jesus.
Oh my God.
What the fuck was that?
Less associated with Jesus.
Says the person who went as Jesus for Halloween 2 years ago to my Halloween party.
That was an ironic statement. I was being an oxymoron. He makes a good point. I was being an oxymoron.
He did red dye everyone's drinks and say he turned it into wine. That was a good bit.
He did do that.
That was a good bit. Yo, Tyrell's stepdad almost beat the fuck out of me, though.
Mm-hmm.
You did it to Tyrell's stepdad?
Yeah, I was in his house with Tyrell.
You did it to a jacked British
blackman? Yeah, me and Tyrell. Tyrell's my monk. I'm Jesus. Long hair and all. No hair tie. Fucking walk in his living room. Wanda, Tyrell's mom, is laughing, but his stepdad, Adrian's like this Jamaican dude from London, just looks at me. He's like, "The fuck you mocking our Lord and Savior for, boy?" I just like looked at Tyrell. I was like, I'm gonna start walking. You can finish this combo. I'm sorry, Adrian. I'm gonna leave your house right now.
Yeah.
And just like beeline for the door. Like, I was like, I didn't even fucking think of that. Like, oh my God, his family's religious.
Yikes.
I appreciated that costume. My best costume ever for Halloween, Santa.
Yeah, he was Santa for Halloween.
Why was that your best costume? Like,
no, he was a toilet once for Halloween.
I hate that because you stole my candy. Don't talk about that.
We went trick-or-treating as kids, so Bailey's a toilet. Imagine that. Yeah. He's got a big bowl in front of him.
I wore a big box. Me and my mom made a paper mache box. I had a little handle, and if you flicked it, my lid would open.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And so I'd walk up, and people would just put candy in the bowl.
Yeah.
It was my big thing to do wacky things when I was in elementary school.
That's great. That's a great
but
costume.
But this motherfucking bully right here, this man... Because I couldn't reach my hands in the bowl, right?
Yeah.
So they would drop the candy in.
And he would take it in! Oh, Chad!
Dip, and I would chase him, like, and run in a toilet costume. Some ninja or something. Fuck. This man literally, I think Jeff is, like, a good source of my abuse through my childhood. Oh, God.
Sam, do you have any closing thoughts on Halloween? What's your favorite? What's your favorite thing about Halloween? What should we appreciate more? Is it the best holiday that there's ever been or ever will be?
I mean, for me, it's the best because...
What about Martin Luther King Day?
Oh, my God. Like, it's not really a holiday. It's just about having fun, dressing up, getting free candy, and, like, just expressing yourself, especially if you like to dress up and, like, go all out with your costume. It's, like, expressing your creativity and, like, DIYing your costume or... You know, just having fun.
How do you feel about people who half-ass costumes?
Fuck you.
Right?
This is the guy who half-assed shit his whole life.
My whole life. I was the ninja 12 years
ago. Never half-ass anything. Whole ass.
I whole ass.
You have to whole ass it.
Full circle conversation. Halloween and ass. Well, since he's busy... What was your favorite Halloween costume ever? That's my last question. I'm curious.
My favorite Halloween costume that I've ever done. Oh, shit. I've done a lot. It's probably when I was 4 years old. I went as Sailor Moon. My grandma made my whole costume, and, like, I was probably the happiest kid I've ever... Like, I remember that very specifically. I was very excited to be Sailor Moon. Then my grandma made it, too.
That's super cute.
Like, I had, like, even, like, the headband that goes across.
Yeah, you gotta have the headband.
But, like, everything was made out of felt. Like, my grandma made a whole costume. I had, like, the gloves. I had, like, boot covers. And, like, my grandma made everything out of felt.
You have the little wand?
Yeah, I had the wand.
Bailey, can you make me a promise?
Yeah.
1 year before we die, you, me, and all the boys got to dress up as all the Sailor Moon characters.
I'm down.
I call Sailor Uranus.
I call Sailor Venus.
Sailor Venus is a good one.
I might want
Sailor Mercury.
Incorrect.
I want the green one. What's the green one?
Jupiter.
I want Jupiter.
She was my favorite because she had brown hair and I had brown hair.
Oh, no, I want to be the tuxedo guy.
Right? No, she's not.
Sam, can you be the tuxedo guy?
Tuxedo mask? I'll be tuxedo mask.
You gotta be tuxedo mask.
I'll be tuxedo mask.
And we'll be all the
slutty tuxedo mask?
Yeah, you can be slutty tuxedo mask.
I'll wear lingerie and just like a cape.
I'll be slutty Mercury. Sailor Mercury.
When we're 60, though.
I can't, Sailor Uranus is the one who is a lesbian. Or Neptune, Sailor Neptune.
I thought it was...
Or Amy.
The green one.
Did you say Amy?
Yeah, that's her name.
It's like Sailor Mercury and then there's Amy.
Sailor Mercury, her name is Amy.
There's the green one. They have names?
Yeah, they have names. Serena, Amy, Ray. A is Mars.
Because, Jeff, they're normal girls outside of their
I thought they were just sailors.
No. No, no, no. There are no more girls, yeah.
Do they captain ships?
The green one is Jupiter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm Jupiter. That was my bitch.
I don't really think she was a lesbian. Like, it was very, like,
maybe in your
Sailor,
sexual fantasies, Bailey.
I think it was Sailor Neptune and, like, Sailor Uranus. Like, it was a girl with, like, she had turquoise hair, and then a taller girl with, like, short blonde hair. But because she was, it was, like, in the original Japanese comics, she, or, like, the manga or whatever, she was, it was a girl. And when they brought it to the U.S., yeah. They're like, we can't have an openly gay character. So then they made her, in, like, voiced by a man.
Yeah.
But it was very obviously that she was a woman, because, like, she would turn into Sailor Uranus and, like, wear a skirt.
Yeah.
Right? But like, when she would walk around, she would be wearing, like, pants. She was very, like, masculine. But, like, when she turned, she was a woman. So, like, as a child watching that, I was kind of confused because they were very in a relationship and, like, they would, be very, like, lovey to each other.
No,
and
I
then,
remember seeing it as a kid. And like, as soon as they announced it, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But, I was fortunate to have open-minded parents. So I was aware of all of that, but...
Yeah, no, I had no idea until,
Kitty.
4 years ago.
Okay, it's off. We're okay. God damn it, Kitty, stop.
Anyway, I think that's our episode for this week. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If the cat's on the keyboard, hopefully nothing's getting fucked up over there.
It's off. We're good.
Standing right on top of a keyboard.
No.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening as much as we had fun doing this. If you want to check us out on all the social medias, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Things That Are News. You can check out our Twitter. We're at Things News. If you had a question for the show you want to hit us up, we're thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. All our information, if you want, it's on our website, thingsthatarenews.com. If you want to help support the show or just be a fucking good dude or gal, we got a Patreon at patreon.com/thingsthatarenews.
Dollar a day to help save two broke kids.
Yeah, dollar a day helps keep the scurvy away.
Hey, that's what my mom always said.
Yeah, maybe your mom should donate a dollar, Bailey, because I'm getting there. I haven't had an orange in 3 years.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
Anyway, if you like the show, tell a friend, tell two friends. I'll be very grateful. If you tell four friends, I'll give you a Dutch rudder in a bathroom. Anyway, until next time, I've been Jeff.
I've been Bailey.
And that's been Sam over there. Say bye, Sam.
Bye, guys.
Hope you guys had some fun. Tune in next week when we'll talk about a different thing.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.